Good morning. It's a packed house. Does anybody want to come and sit in these very exposed front seats where there might be something to do later on? Gary, don't leave now. Come on. This is your big moment. Ryan, come and grace us with your presence in the front row. You're working. All right. Right, happy Christmas to you all. Happy Christmas. Now, can I start with a question? And I only want honest answers to this. All right. It's definitely Christmas Day. I've checked. But I want your first answer to this next question with no hesitating. Are you ready? I want you to shout out the answer. What day of the week is it? Did anybody say Sunday? No. Oh. Okay. So joke one falls completely flat. I thought there'd be somebody whose brain was saying to them, because we're in church, it must be a Sunday. All right, well done. So you're on fire this morning. That's good. We're going to look at this verse, first of all. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Now, the Son of Man is a reference to who? Who's the Son of Man? Correct. Well done, Francis. To seek and to save the lost. Now, I think seek is possibly quite an old-fashioned word. Can anyone give me, this competition is open to anyone year six and below, can anyone give me another word that means the same as seek, also beginning with the letter S? Somebody, are you in year six, Audrey? Francis again. Search, well done. You're heading for the Tin Equality Street, well done. Well, there isn't one, but anyway. If there was, you'd be winning it. Another question. Have you ever searched for something that you really, really wanted to find? Okay. Next question. What were you doing exactly a week ago on the morning of Friday the 18th of December at almost exactly this time? Can you remember what you were doing exactly a week ago to the minute? What were you doing? Crocheting at home, okay. Watching TV. Mo? Oh, what a classy answer. Did you hear that? It was in Sri Lanka on a beach. Trevor? In the park. Tracy? Listening to worship music. Emma? At the dentist. Daniel? There we go. I think that's the best answer. Playing top trumps with 35 10-year-olds. This time last Friday, I was looking for my glasses. Hunting high and low doesn't begin to describe it. This sorry tale started at about 7:45. I dropped Ben and Ella to school and back into the house from the car. I swear that I brought my wallet, my keys, and my glasses. I put them on the kitchen table, and I went upstairs to get something. Or did I? Did I put them on the kitchen table? Because when I came down, of my glasses, there was no sign. So I started to look in the obvious places. Under the table, under the chairs, under the radiator, back in the car, back into the house, under the sofa, in the bathroom, because perhaps I hadn't left them in the kitchen after all, back out to the car, this time the boot of the car. Why would my... Anyway, back into the house, and now perhaps the less obvious places. I looked in the washing machine. I looked in the dishwasher. I even looked in the oven. And I did all of those things several times, and then I went out to the car again, and I looked really hard for my glasses. Now, I need these glasses. I was due in court that afternoon. I'm a lawyer. I wasn't in trouble. And I really can no longer read documents close up without my glasses. Now, as you can see, I'm wearing my glasses now. So I won't tell you what the spoiler is, But if you want to find out where my clever wife found them on Saturday morning, please form an orderly queue afterwards. I wanted my glasses, and I went looking for them. We all know what it's like to search really hard for things. Now, other times, we search for answers. Now, if you were near a TV, a couple of Mondays ago, at about this time, actually, lunchtime, you might have seen what Richard's going to put on the screen and then immediately pause. Yeah. There we go. Now, before he presses play, I need a volunteer, year six and below, who thinks that they can count backwards from 20. Do you think you can do that?
In Russian.
It doesn't have to be in Russian. So this, do you know what this is?
Yeah, it's Tim Peake's space rocket.
That's a great answer. It's Tim Peake's space rocket. Okay, so he's in there, right at the top, can't see that bit. And what Aisha's going to do, and you're going to help her, is to make the rocket blast off after 20. All right, who's got a second hand that wants to come up and help? You've got a second hand, well, that helps. Okay. So I want you to start at 20 and count down to naught, and at the end I want you to shout blast off, and I want everybody to join in with the countdown and with blast off. Are you ready? So when you get to 20, Richard's going to hit play, okay?
20, 19, oh, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Well done. We can just watch this for a few seconds. It's fantastic, isn't it? Now, on board this, yes, all right. I hope you're all getting this. All right, thank you, Richard. Very good. Now, on board is, Aisha got it right first time, on board is who? Major Tim, not Major Tom. Now, Major Tim is on board because he is searching for answers. Now, he's due to be there for 6 long months on the International Space Station. And he will be doing lots of experiments. And here he is doing an experiment or two. That's him practicing his somersaulting. So because things are different in space from how they are on Earth, he's searching for answers in space that can't be found in a laboratory on Earth. So he's searching not for things, but for answers. Next question. Who's this? Anyone under year six or below? Adam. Prince William. Now, who or what will he be in due course? Here's a clue. Bald. Trevor, he will be our king, and we will be his subjects. But for now, what does he do during the week? Here's a clue. Quite a big clue, actually. He flies a helicopter. He flies a helicopter for the Air Ambulance Service in East Anglia, based at Cambridge. Now, what did he used to do? Slightly different, but more or less the same. Before he did that, what did he do? Yeah, he flew search and rescue helicopters. Now, he searched for people. He searched for people. People who were lost. Not, I don't mean people like children in supermarkets who go up the wrong aisle for a few minutes, but people who get stuck in dangerous, life-threatening situations, like up mountains, for example. Here is some footage of him in his helicopter doing just that. So in his old job, and in a way in his new job, Prince William searches for people. Can we have our Bible verse back on the wall? The Son of Man came to seek, that's another word for search for, and to save the lost. Now, I think it's no exaggeration to say that actually the whole of the Bible can be understood in that verse from Luke's Gospel. It really means that God comes searching for us. We don't have to ransack the house, turn the place upside down to search for God. We don't even have to go up into space to find him. At what we call the incarnation, when Jesus became a baby, then a child, then a man, God came searching for us. The shepherds and the men from the east, they traveled to see Jesus, but the truth is that it's God who first comes looking for us. It is, if you like, God's search and rescue mission, a quiet entry into our world at the time of his choosing, born in an outhouse with no medical attention, in conditions of great vulnerability, no great fanfares. But it doesn't end there. By all means, let's look in wonder at the manger, like these guys, and at the Christ child. But if we look at the manger, we also need to look at the cross. An unfair trial, an execution on a hill, burial, great sadness for Jesus' followers, but then a resurrection. Jesus quite literally risen from the dead. It's all part of God's search and rescue mission. The risen Christ as our rescuer, as our savior. So I've asked lots of questions this morning. Let me finish with perhaps the only one that really matters, actually, in the end. Who do you say that Jesus is? Is he simply a baby in a manger? Is he a man dying on a cross between two thieves? Or is he a savior who died a real death on the cross and who rose from the dead, who quite literally conquered death, the only person ever to have done so? And if the Bible is true and trustworthy, who are we in this story? Are we merely onlookers, like the shepherds and the magi, admiring the new baby, but no more? Or, in fact, if we go back to the verse, are we, each of us, to be found in the second half of this verse, to seek and to save the lost, lost until we are found and rescued by the Savior, lost because of all the things that get between us and God, but saved by God's search and rescue mission if we put our trust in the risen Jesus. We're going to sing in a moment a very familiar carol which contains this verse. Not in that poor, lowly stable with the oxen standing by we shall see him, but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high, where, like stars, his children crowned all in white shall wait around. So it may be today that you are ready to be found by the Savior, by the risen Christ, perhaps to recognize his kingship for the very first time. Not just a baby in a manger or a man dying on a cross, but a Lord, a risen Lord. Let me pray for us now. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we are lost without you as our Savior. We need your rescue. Will you rescue us now and be our Savior? We invite you to be our Lord and King. Amen.